We're the Album Station. WKQQ, Lexington.
The following is a message from the entire staff of WKQQ.
On July 14, 1976,
Station WKQQ was granted a license by the Federal Communications
Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until August
1, 1979. On April 1st
of each year, the station
places in its public inspection file
a list of what the licensee considered to have been some of the significant problems
and needs of the service area during the preceding 12 months, and some of the programs the station aired to help meet those problems and needs.
We invite
any specific suggestions or comments the public may have regarding the operations and programming of
Station WKQQ. Suggestions or
comments should be mailed to Station WKQQ,
P.O. Box 100,
Lexington, Kentucky,
40590. Unless otherwise requested,
all letters
will be available for public inspection
during regular
business hours.
Coping with parties. Some people have to be dragged to parties and some people have to be dragged away. If you fall into the last category, you probably have no problems coping with parties.
Time again for the Double Q Laugh Track.
When the street talks, you'll hear it on Double Q.
Do you have any idiosyncrasies? Things that bug you that may not bug other people?
No, not really. I think I'm sort of on the normal level with the same thing that bugs me bugs everybody. And usually little things bother me a lot.
My little boy crying.
My husband snoring, you know, that kind of thing wouldn't bother anybody else, and better not.
People that think that they are better than everybody else.
Well, my ex roommate, she never cleaned up, and it just, you know, she left her things laying around, and that bugged me.
Do you have any idiosyncrasies, little things that get on your nerves?
Well, nothing like that but cigarette smoking, yeah.
We're the Album Station. WKQQ, Lexington.
Rodney Crowell on Double Q. Here come the 80s. Christopher Cross before. Molly Hatchet did It's All Over Now, too. Not all over yet. Never say that. Love and Death from Woody Allen is the Double Q Midnight Movie tonight. Couldn't get a print of Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex. So we have Love and Death from Woody Allen tonight for the Double Q Midnight Movie. Tomorrow night, Dress Up. The Rocky Horror Picture Show returns to the Kentucky Theater on East Main for the Double Q Midnight Movie. Each movie, $1.50 each night. Woody Allen tonight, Rocky Horror tomorrow night.
Hey, you got a light?
On Richmond Road. A little humid again today, 72 degrees, continued warm tonight, Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms are always likely during these streaks of weather, too, so there's a possibility of some shower activity coming in. Scoop's got news and comment here on Double Q.
Yep.
Former George Bush campaign manager.
Don't say that.
Campaign strategist.
Don't say that.
Well, who else can I nail that on?
I don't know. Pin it on
You're
Ross.
You're so fun to pick on.
Pin
You're
it
just
on
over
Ross.
There.
He's short. You know, we can pin it on him. You know, he can't say anything, all right? I do have something here that's interesting. It's from the Office of the Attorney General, a consumer's alert, okay? This is on the level. Recently, here's the way it reads. Recently, young people throughout the state of Kentucky have received advertisements in the mail from out-of-state companies promoting the sale of blank driver's licenses and birth certificates and Social Security cards. And these companies claim that their product is for amusement purposes only and should not be used in any illegal activity. It's 10:55. I'm Scoop Rogers on Double Q.
Beatle Boys on Double Q. Lady Madonna. Van Halen gave us Romeo Delights. Blues Brothers, too. On Double Q, Face the Music from ELO is our classic album. We do it tomorrow night at midnight.
The scene planted a trick.
Waking up with those Statesboro blues. Allman Brothers Family on Double Q.
Ah, sounding like thunder on a cloudy day. Rick Derringer, the All-American Boy on Double Q with Rock and Roll. Hoochie Coo opened up the set with Seeger in between the Van Halen boys, back with a new record called Women and Children First. Song called Take Your Whiskey Home. Hey, but bring all the beer you can over. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from Deja Vu doing Joni Mitchell's Woodstock from Double Q. New material from the Ozark Mountain Daredevils pre-seeded song called Take You Tonight. Oh, certainly legend from Poco at the top. 75 degrees outside. We could get an off-and-on thundershower throughout most of the weekend, I think. All the way through tomorrow, at least. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. Highs tomorrow, upper 80s. Same old humid, muggy weather we've been used to the last couple of days.
It's Tony Tolliver on a block of the Kinks at Double Q. Woody Allen's Love and Death is tonight's Double Q Midnight Snack, and tomorrow night, Midnight Movie and the Rocky Horror Picture Show comes your way tomorrow evening at midnight. They're both playing at the Kentucky Theater down on East Main Street for $1.50.
In your week,
shopping center.
Block Party Weekend rolls on with Styx at Double Q.
Oh, mama.
Styx on Double Q on Block Party Weekend. That's Light Up. Ahead of that, we heard Lady and Renegade open things up. Stage 28 in your Double Q concert connection happens on Friday, July 11th in Rupp Arena. The Who will be in town. Tickets on sale now for $12, $10, and $8 at the usual places, the Civic Center box office, Disc Jockey Records here in town, and Recordsmith in Richmond. Stage 28 in your Double Q concert connection, The Who.
Yeah, and I got just the thing for a big dry chocolate chip cookie. That's the Starship on Block Party Weekend at Double Q. This is prom night in many American towns. Now, this is a bizarre story, so sit down. It's prom night in many American towns, including Sutton, Massachusetts. The senior class of Cumberland High School in Rhode Island is holding its senior prom at a Sutton Country Club. And Aaron Fricke went in a tuxedo, of course, but his date had the same thing on. Fricke is a confessed homosexual, and he successfully sued in federal court to bring Paul Gilbert to the prom. School hired extra security for the dance to protect Fricke and his companion from possible harm. However, no incidents have been reported at the Cumberland prom. Some students say they thought Fricke had a right to bring a male date. Others said the whole thing was just sickening. I'm just wondering which one of them wore the flower.
The Weekend. WKQQ, Lexington.